Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance, where we sit down each week with Ohio State's Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. Today, we have another one of Gene's Q&AD segments. I'm Ben Waite, and as always, I'm joined by Mr. Gene Smith. Gene, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Ben. Good to see you.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. First question we have for you is from Patrick in Lewiston, New York. He wants to know, obviously, in college football, there's been a lot of turnover in head coaches starting early in the season and going through the mid-season point at this point. He says, we're lucky to not need to get into that. But what do you think, Gene, about the early turnover rate of college football coaches midseason? And then he wants to know what goes into a coaching search.
Yeah, I think it's really challenging to kind of peel back the onion of any change like that at any of the institutions across the country to try and figure out the why. There's things that you just don't know about. Maybe a coach was losing the locker room. And when a coach loses the locker room, you can have dismay and disruption that you don't want to have among the team. And so in interjecting new leadership at that particular time might allow you to change that trajectory. So there's a lot of different things that could occur that might cause an institution to want to make a change earlier than it seems. Recruiting could be a part of it. It may be that you're trying to salvage recruiting. If you know you're going to make the change and you know you're going to have that transition, then sometimes it's better to go ahead and be honest with it and make the change and help save some recruiting opportunities. So everything's different. Every school is different in why they do it. Coaching searches are challenging. You have to ultimately decide your profile. What are you looking for at the place that you're at? In my view, every coach does not fit certain environments. So you have to make sure you find a leader of your football program that fits the profile of the environment that you're in and relative to the mission and goals and objectives that you have for your program. So profile matters and no AD usually makes that profile by her or himself. There's a number of people involved in that, your president and other leadership people within the institution. But coaching search, you got to take your time and you just got to get out there and get it done.
Bill from Newcastle, Ohio wants to know, with the expansion of the college football playoff to 12 teams, what is the incentive for the Big Ten or even other conferences like the SEC to go to 10 conference games?
Yeah, there's not much incentive there. Nine is our sweet spot. I think that's where we need to be. If you want to have the philosophy that we have, where you want to play one major FBS team, it makes it very difficult to do that if you have 10 conference games. And so, the 9, I think, is the appropriate number. There will always be the conversation around 10. But if we were at 10, we'd probably have to change our scheduling philosophy where we're not playing the Notre Dames or the World or the Alabamas or the Texases or the Washingtons. You might be able to do that periodically if you're able to do them first and then, another type of team and then open your conference play. I think the 9 is kind of the sweet spot.
Dan from Sydney, Ohio wants to know, between mobile ticketing and streaming services, what's the next technology they need to be on the lookout for to keep up with the Buckeyes?
Well, I think the main thing for technology is those things, and the streaming, a direct-to-consumer type of thing is going to come to us in the near future. I don't know when, but it's going to come to us. The linear viewership is going to be strong with our new partners, NBC, CBS, and our current sponsor, partner Fox. But we're going to dip our toe with Peacock in the direct consumer. So we need to pay attention to that and whoever else might emerge over time. But I think really the technology in venue is what's going to change most over time. We have to continue to find ways to take care of the Wi-Fi investment that we've made. Eventually, we need to change out our scoreboard video system and get to better digital engagement in that space, and improve our sound system, and find ways in that environment to engage our fan even more. Our mobile ordering through Levy, our concessionaire, has improved. We need to keep that going. So I think there's different things like that. What we're doing, we got to strengthen, and then some new things will emerge.
Carl from Dayton must have been listening to our episode about the history of Ohio Stadium. Carl wants to know why the flowers in the rotunda are painted Michigan colors, and if he asked if there was any way we could paint them scarlet and gray.
Oh my goodness, I don't know the answer to that question. That is a good question, Ben. Maybe you know. I don't know.
I actually do. So the year we were planning the construction of Ohio Stadium, our friends in Ann Arbor were having similar discussions, and the two university presidents made a wager that whoever won the game that year would get to put some sort of hallmark in the opposing team's stadium. So we unfortunately came on the short end of that stick. Our team did not prevail. And so we have a reminder of our greatest rival in the North Rotunda in perpetuity.
Well, I guess we'll have to figure out how we can, when we do renovations or the painting of those areas, we have to figure out how to make that change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we'll get some spray paint out there before Saturday. David from Solon wants to know, on a high level, the decisions around start times for games. So he knows the TV controls a lot of that, but how much say do we have? And ultimately, when is that decision made for game times?
Yeah, that's a great question. But we really have no say in game times. The only say that we have is around our tolerances for night games. When we did our original television deal, whatever year that was, with Fox and BTN, et cetera, each school agreed to tolerances. So our tolerances are 5 night games a year, 3 at home, 2 away. And we will play, and that's totally to the television's discretion of when those are. Up through the first weekend in November. After the first weekend in November, the two athletic directors have to agree to play night games if television requests those. And my position has been we don't play night games, home or away, after the first weekend in November. Those requests have come and we've denied them. So those are the only ones that we actually have some purview over, but otherwise the start times are come from television. There's a selection order that occurs. This particular year, fortunately, these last couple, the game against Iowa and the game against Penn State are noon games, which we were looking forward to because that's Fox and the big noon kickoff. So we'll see how the others play out.
Well, that does it for all of our questions for this Q&AD segment here on the Gene Smith Podcast and another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Encova Insurance. Thank you to everybody who submitted questions for this episode. If you'd like to submit a question for Gene to answer, please visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com. We really appreciate everyone who's listened and subscribed thus far. Be sure to leave us a review wherever you find your podcasts. Until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Cool Bucks. Thanks, Ben.